Thanks again for tuning back in. This is Chris with the Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful. And I interview experts and millionaires and share tips and advice to help you explode your business as an entrepreneur and to hopefully provide insights to help you take your business to the next level. And if you've ever wanted to take your message and brand it out globally, reach a huge audience, and have a blast doing it, make sure you head over to chrisgilbertson.com and sign up for my newsletter information so you can find out more about the power of podcasting and how to partner with iTunes to take your business to the next level. So this is the third clip from Asara Lovejoy's interview, and this is where she's going into explaining the process of how she developed the One Command. She's got some phenomenal stories in here. Definitely take a listen. You're going to take a ton out of this, as I did. And without further ado, we head back into the interview.
Call that we talk about that is identifying the nature, your own nature, to that
right.
You can create your wealth in alignment with your own nature. You don't have to follow the model. I can use the example of American Idol right now, because if anybody follows that, Phil Phillips is, you know, in the play in the runoffs to, for next week, and he said, hey, I'm never going to go, you know, slap hands out there in the front of the stage, and he's never gotten out of a pair of jeans and a t-shirt during the whole competition. So
mm-hmm.
It's like he knows who he is, and
right.
He says, okay, this is who I am. Take it, you know, I want to be with you. I want to be in relationship with you, but I want to be in relationship with you the way that I am. And in our society, we're always, you know, dressed for success, and all that stuff is good. I mean, it's wonderful. However, if you are in alignment with your own nature and you are honoring your own nature, you are have so much more self-empowerment with manifesting and creating your cash and coming into alignment with the success of your business. And I want to share something that I think is valuable for the listeners in that, you know, I made this change because I was in that down and out moment. In my book, The One Command, I talk about the fact that my final swing of having it all and losing it all was the investment that I made in my property I bought in Whidbey Island, and I had the dream to trade it into a retreat center. And so I had a massive amount of savings and inheritance from my family, and I invested it all in the property. And, of course, I completely neglected to get the right direction and how to go about a remodel. So 2 years later, not working because I'm doing the remodel, every cent, you know, almost $1 million of money invested, and I now I'm broke. No money. I'm broke. Mortgage is due because I had to finance the house finally to get it finished. So now a massive mortgage. All my money's gone. What did I tell you my process was? Making it big and then losing it big. Yo-yo effect. No, it didn't matter how much I made. I managed to make it all go away. And so I'm there on my knees because I have to tell you, I'm in my 60s. So I was like, I'm on my knees. I can't do this. This is too much for me. And I'm quivering underneath the covers in my bed with the sheet pulled over my head. I don't want to get out of bed. Completely depressed. Oh, my family will be so ashamed. My kids will be so ashamed. I've done it. I've lost it all. I don't think I want to live. I can't live this way. There's no way I can recover my lost investment. And so I'm just completely surrendered to my despair. And in that moment, because of all my training in the different brainwaves, I, you know, just popped into the theta brainwave almost in a moment unconsciously because I knew how to do it quite well. And while I was there, I received the whole download for this six-step process and the syntax sentence of the One Command. And it was just this peace flooded over me, just this amazing peace flooded over me. And I energized myself by going through the six steps and making the command. I don't know how I keep my house. I only know I keep my house. There's no rational way my brain could think of an answer. So now, you know, people say surrender and you'll get it, right? How many times you know, let go and let God, right? And I would always say, yeah, I know that. I know that. But, can I just do one more thing on my own? So, but this was complete surrender because there was no rational answer. Well, within 2 weeks, I have to tell you, I had the universe flooded in with information when I made that surrender and I made that command. And the idea was, well, lease it out. You know, lease it out. Let somebody else live in it. Well, if I hadn't made the command, I would have been attached. I would have stuck in my house and lost it, right? I couldn't have had the
Right.
flexibility to think of a new answer. So I went off to the realtors in my area saying, I need to, you know, I want to lease out my house, and it's just $3,500 a month. And they all laughed at me. And they said, on Whidbey Island, are you crazy? Nobody rents a house for that. You'll not get that. And I was I looked at them, and I just said, well, mentally, you're not my realtor. You're not my partner. You're not my business partner. You don't have the same idea I do about the results I'm after. And so I got a call a couple of days later, and my daughter said, she was pretty good on the Internet, hey, how about putting it up on the Internet? Well, you know what? Around the world, there's a lot of people that thought it was fabulous, a fabulous deal. In 2 weeks, it was leased out, $15,000 security deposit, which was my startup money. And from that
wow.
moment, I have created over $2 million worth of revenue from a simple idea, and we've spoken to over 300,000 people. Catherine and I have grown the business as partners in the business together, using the one command every step of the way. In other words, as soon as we got into a limiting area where we were blocked, where we couldn't figure it out, where we had the idea we wanted to do it in business, like we did the joint venture internet promotion of the book. So many times along, we didn't know how to do it. We started from zero information and educated ourselves in the process. So the process works. And now I want to share, and my mission is to share the idea with the world, because it's such an amazing, natural part of who we are that we've got this great, you know, money-making, idea generator, consciousness-changing part of our biology that nobody knows about. I want the world to know about it.
Right. Absolutely. Share, share, share.
Yeah.
That is just – no, I do have a question for you, because I think this is – I mean, this is just amazing, the story. Because we all have those moments where, you know, whether we're under the sheets in the bed or we're doing something else that is causing us to just check out. And when you commanded the result that you want to have, not really knowing the answer yet. Now, you said when you went and talked to the realtors, they were negative about it. In that point, is there in your process a way to help people when those negative thoughts come up? And how does that work within the one command?
Yeah, the thing is that when you make a command and you created a new mindset, so that now you have this feeling of first thing that happens, because theta mind is an expanded state of consciousness, your body is relaxed. So there's a kind of certainty that comes.
Okay.
And in that certainty, I'm not in a fight with the realtors. It was like, oh, that's their reality. It was quite clear that was their reality.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also this certainty that I did not need to accept that reality. And that's the thing that we're really wanting to share with people, is that we are reality-making machinery, that we have come into agreement with negative limiting ideas of our potential, because that's what we were trained to do. We were trained to limit ourselves in our thinking, to believe what other people tell us, and to deny what we are after in our own understanding and our own results and our own ideas. And so when somebody, you know, it's like we meet negativity. I love negativity. Bring it on. You know, it's like, this is wonderful. I love my own negative thinking, because it shows me where I want to change. And if I'm meeting a negative thought from somebody else out in the world, I'm like, oh, thank you for reflecting that belief to me. Do I want to accept it or do I not? I'm at choice. I can accept an idea that somebody has in a moment. And the people that are successful in business take in the information. We're not opposing it. We're not fighting it. We're just hearing it. Take in that information and then emotionally check it out. Is that true for you or not? And if it is true, if it is bringing up a fear or a limiting thought, do you want to keep that thought? And if not, command a new idea.
Wow, that's so powerful. That's amazing. Now, do you or can you share with the audience just three key ingredients to help them make positive change quickly in their lifestyle?
Yeah, sure. Let's every, you know, unless you're driving, don't do this. But if you're listening, you know, because I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. So if you're driving, just lightly listen to what I'm saying. Okay, so for those of you that are able to, that you're not driving, I want to just ask you to think, close your eyes and think of a negative thought. And you do it too, Chris, because I want to see what happens to you. All right.
Okay.
And now notice what happens in that negative thought. Oh, my gosh. You know, you go into stress, worry. Now, mentally, right next to that mental thought, just mentally, don't even say it out loud, say, I don't know how. Yeah, like that. Okay, open your eyes. So what happened when you said that mentally, Chris?
It just let it go. I mean, it really... It
yeah.
took it off the table. It was kind of like, oh, okay, we're just going to throw that out there.
Right. So mentally you can stop your negative process by just saying, I don't know how. Now, the reason that the command is the syntax sentence, I don't know how, is the first part. I don't know how relaxes the beta mind, and the beta mind is the driver, is the type A driver. The beta mind is responding and wants to respond, because we've been trained to respond, and now we're in this instant response mechanism universe of ours. You know, for example, I use the example of somebody saying, oh, I just love you so much, will you marry me? Oh, you didn't say yes, you don't love me.
Oh,
yeah. Would you like to invest in my company with, you know, and get XYZ? Oh, you're not interested, you didn't say yes. So, and then, please, Chris, would you go figure out five components of how an iPod or, you know, podcast works and tell me in the next, you know, minute. Oh,
right.
You're not smart. You didn't tell me. Okay, so we have this demand, right? And didn't your brain
yes.
immediately go into, how can I answer that
I did
question?
Know,
how
but
can
what?
I answer? Yeah,
exactly.
Your brain immediately starts asking, looking for an answer. So
it's
this is
crazy.
How we're programmed.
It's yeah,
we're crazy,
yeah.
And we're
we
stressed
are.
Out all the. We are. We're stressed out all the time trying to answer questions. So what the one command does is say, "I don't know how," giving us permission to not have to figure it out for just, you know, a few moments. And then the second part is, "I only know that," and it's very specific words. I only know that, and then you put in what you want instead. So I don't know how to increase my business. Because if you haven't, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking to increase your business and you haven't, and you've done all the things that you know how on the practical level, then you don't know how to do it. So you just admit it. I don't know how to increase my business. I don't know how to get more clients. I don't know how to get a bigger presence on the internet. I don't know how to generate more buzz over my words or books or art or products or services. Just admit it. The beta mind does not know how to do it. It's a limited thinking mechanism. Now, I only know that I increase my business tenfold now and I am fulfilled, or fivefold now. Or I increase my business $10,000 a month now and I am fulfilled. And I am fulfilled is the blessing. So now you say, I don't know how to do it. Thanks, I relax. I only know. Now, this is like the replacement of an affirmation. You're now commanding directly to your mind, brain, body, your brain stem. I only know I increased my business $10,000 now a month, and I am fulfilled. Now, in the theta, when you're in the theta brainwave and you're doing it, you're speaking directly to the subconscious mind. Now, here we're doing it in beta mind, and it still works. In theta mind, there's no resistance whatsoever with the beta mind. The beta mind is now put to sleep, and you're now speaking directly to your own programming. Now you've commanded, I increase my income $10,000 a month. Everything in your mind, body and spirit, greater intelligence, universal intelligence, you can open to say, huh, how do I go about that? Now wait for the ideas to show up. Wait for the people to call you on the phone. Wait for the next great thing to happen, because the new information you've now created space to get. And that's when you begin to make connections with other people. when you make connections in the world to get that bigger message out in a bigger way, to get the bigger results that you're after in a bigger way. Because now you are commanded that you are in a bigger space of knowing. And so I say this over and over again. It's very simple. All you have to do is give up everything you think you know.
That's it.
And you can have what you want. And you can have what you want because that greater intelligence of yours knows the answer already. And after a person works with one command for a while and gets results and sees results, they go, wow. You know, I call this the next great adventure of your life, of discovering the power of who you are and being able to use your own system. You don't have to, you know, you take you with you wherever you go. You've got your own system to work. And this works, as Catherine was saying, for an increase in money, increase in relationships, increase in health. I mean, one of the little miracle stories, we had a training here on Whidbey Island, and the teacher left and was on the ferry and put her thumb in the door, closed her thumb in the door. Ouch.
Oh.
So immediately she went into the theta brainwave. She didn't look at it. You know, she pulled it out and she started to look at it, and it started turning blue. It was getting black and blue. And so she went up into the theta brainwave and commanded, I don't know how my thumb is healed and better now. And she came back down. That took about a minute. And looked at her thumb and literally watched the red disappear in front of her eyes and the pain go
away.
Your body and your subconscious mind and your brain are linked. And we, you know, in the 5-week course, we go through the process of explaining how you create reality, how you are doing it physically, creating reality, and then, you know, how you can create a new reality. You meet the mystery school of cash. You get to create the pyramids of the cash, wrist, mind, discover the ratio of the golden mean. There's amazing amounts of information in our 5-week course. And we just start with a free introduction so everybody can get a taste of what we share and realize that it's just the most wonderful investment you could ever make in yourself is to find out this system of a new mindset for increasing the success of your business, your life.
And if you'd like to learn more about how you can create that mindset and how to tap into that subconscious power that we all possess, head over to mycashcommand.com and sign up for Sara's free video training that's going to take you even further into the process to help you understand how you can start to implement this in your daily life. And I'm not kidding. This is absolutely the missing piece. This is what I have found that is starting to completely revolutionize my business and how I think and how things are happening. Just from the simple 6-step process. I use it every day and I think you're really going to enjoy it. So head over to mycashcommand.com and again, as always, go out and make it an awesome day.